Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
What are you allowed to play on the podcast?
I was given the fact that like none of them are going to be monetized because we're usually swearing immediately. I don't do it properly. It goes to monetization and I go, none of the above, and it's all of the above.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we find issues, and I go, fucking get it up.
I had a video, I had one that I put up for, it was like a stupid Beatles sketch, but I made the whole video to a Beatles song, and then when I tried to put it up, they were like, not only can you not put this up and it not be monetized, we have a sniper, there's a red dot in your mother's head right now, and she'll be dead by dawn. No, it was...
If we can kill John, we can kill
Lisa Smith and Val's holiday that much. And that's hard. She just goes to the shop and back. They were like, you can't... Obviously, this won't be monetized. Also, you just can't upload it. So they just took the whole audio out of it. So yeah. I didn't even know that was a rule of like, you just don't get... you don't get anything.
I mean, if you're using something as big as the Beatles, they're just going to be like, nah.
I was able to get one. I can't remember even what tune it was in the end, but it worked all right with...
Like if someone was like, oh, see on my wedding video, can you do like a Taylor Swift song? You'd be like, no. Not in the fucking
million. God, no.
Not in a million years. God damn it.
Not in 10.
We've been rolling?
Million years.
We've been rolling. It's funny, you know, like what, you know, you've got an old man here who looks like he's masturbating, but I know it's Parkinson's. And he, you know, he has somewhat of a speech impediment.
Starting off particularly grim.
And I don't know if he can play like an instrument even that well, but why is it better than like Ed Sheeran?
I don't know. I guess it probably just touches people in a certain way. I don't know anything about him. I remember whenever he sadly passed, and there was a lot of people saying this has been my favorite song for a million billion years, and I went, I've never heard you talk about music even.
Yeah, I heard.
I don't think you've even heard sound audio. Yeah, you've had your fingers and ears for 26 years, Brian.
Do you ever get people who just don't have? A taste in music at all. Like I know people that are like, oh, I'm super into like hardcore dance music, and you go, at least you got a wee thing.
Yes.
But then there are people who are just like, every song comes on, I'm like, is that Niall Horan?
There was a friend.
Who's that?
There was a friend.
Ollie Murs.
And I'm going to be repeating a story that, well, it's not online anymore, but whenever me and Aaron were doing that wee some show thing, I said it on there. But I had a friend from Limavady, and I was chatting him about, I don't know if I've told you this. I was chatting to him about bands, and I was saying, like, it was like music was coming out every year. It was, and I was like, oh, what do you think of that new Beach House album? He goes, oh, I haven't really listened to them, or what do you think of that new Tame Impala album? Oh, I don't really like them, blah, blah. And I go, what do you, and I ran through all these bands, and he went, I'll be honest, I never really got into it. Music. He meant. And I went, what do you mean? And he goes, I liked Daft Punk at Oxygen 2007.
But out of context, like, you couldn't listen to it?
No.
Some people are just not into it. You know, like, I know people who will... just type in like, you know, chilled dance music.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's your favorite song? Chilled dance music playlist on Spotify.
Yep. Hip hop beats, lo-fi hip hop bits to Bricky too.
Lo-fi hip hop bits.
Hello, hi hip hop bits.
I know Maureen said that to me the other day.
I've like, really lost my mind. I eat this donut. Man.
She's like, you know, the lo-fi beats are good for doing a wee bit of work.
Oh, I was
like, yeah. But like, you know, like, you know, I put on something like The Alchemist because that's kind of lo-fi hip hop. You know, but from an actual artist who's...
You can find
how
it.
Is it?
It's very nice now.
I can't believe it's a filled ring. That's what she said, Pauls.
Oh, God.
No homo.
I'm surprised by that now as well. Now, I thought that was going to be your standard donut ring. But the jam inside now... I don't know. That might be too much for me.
Can I taste it?
Of course you can. Good Lord.
Good Lord, Jesus. I'm only going
to... I'm not going to let a mate of mine try a bit of a donut. It's not the end times yet, where we're all scrabbling over one bit of... That's good. Are you not in?
I don't like...
I don't really like food or anything.
Pause, no homo. I don't like anything bursting in my mouth.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Remember like gushers? Do you remember them?
No.
It's like a sweet...
I thought they left in the 80s.
And you'd bite it and it would like erupt in your mouth.
I don't want what do they call it, mouthfeel. I'm not into that.
No,
I want the taste and the nutrients and that's it. Push if I could it, have anything blended.
Push it right in.
If I could have one of them drops that you just... You're some, just out.
You know, I used to listen to, you know, Diary of a CEO and he'd be pushing Huel. And he's right. like, this is all your fucking vitamins and minerals in one drink. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, that's the end of the times. Mm-hmm. You know, when people are like,
everybody's an astronaut.
They're just like, I just need to fucking be at this computer. So just pump the fucking cement into me. But there has been days where I've been
I'd love if that's how they advertised it. Pump the cement into you.
Cool.
Every morning.
That's that sponsor out the window. but fucking some days I would take it. Some days when you're on the move and you're like, my only option is to like eat a fucking another McDonald's here. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, just pump the cement into me.
All right. Well, a friend of mine did that one time. he woke up and
rock hard donut.
I was going to say rock hard. He was pumping the cement into him for, I'd say, must have been at least 2 hours before it got to him. And I tell you right now, he could lift that on.
He wouldn't except his body.
He wouldn't fight him now. He's horizontal permanently now, is what the doctor said. Clinically horizontal. But no, he did try for a while of like what he wanted. I think it was just, he was just bored and he was like, I'm going to just try doing like astronaut food diet for like a week and just see what it's like. And his report was just like, you just feel the same, but you just don't enjoy it.
But your legs don't work.
But your legs don't work. And you feel mentally in space, but physically.
Every time I unwell. See, like, what's that really famous astronaut called?
Right. Chris Hadfield or something, is it?
Every time
is
I see
it
him.
Lead singer Metallica?
No. Yeah! I'm in space!
Yep.
Terrible impression.
That was a great line, anyway.
I love...
fact, just...
I'm all over the place here, but now, have you seen those videos where the guy's got, like, a guitar shop? And he'll be like, oh, damn, the guy's got the goddamn... And then he'll focus on, like, James Hadfield's guitar, and he'd just be like, yeah! Or else he'd be like, oh, and then there's like someone from Korn, and he's like, oh, ow, 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 making all that stupid Korn noise.
That's a lost, I hesitate to say the word art, but that's a lost thing of, there used to be very particular metal voices, yeah. And there was three types. There was everybody who sounded like Eddie Vedder, which was that, that Creed, all that stuff. And then you had Metallica, which was the lower register. Yeah. And then the other one was anybody that's in the Korn. Right, I'm going to go off topic here, and that's a different thing.
Sat on the topic for a second.
And I don't think I have in
I'm
my
coming
life.
Back to the astronaut.
I'll come back to the astronaut, but within the third hour of the podcast.
We'll do a callback to Hadfield in a minute.
But I only caught up recently in that Woodstock documentary.
Aye.
And here's something that...
Finger on the pulse.
Here's something that people forget that I think is mental, is there's about a 2-year window where rap rock was bigger than Christ for a while. Yeah. And like Korn and like Limp Bizkit and Kid Rock comes out in a white fur coat to 300,000 people going mental.
Yeah.
And the tune is him going, bowdy, bowdy, bindy, bay. The thing is, I was watching it going, that looks class. But that's
it would have been fucking... everyone was horrified was bad. Like, at the conditions. And I was like, man, that is lit.
Well, that's the discrepancy between... And you see it a lot with, like, you know, films or TVs and stuff. But, like critical response to something and then, like, what people were at it were thought of it. Because, obviously, there was a lot of horrors that went down. But if you look at those comments, it's a lot of people going, it was a nightmare, but this is still the best weekend of my life. Like, people in their 40s still remember... Which is mad,
well,
I guess.
Sort of, yeah, like, you know, things in hindsight seem fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
But there was a time period where if you were like...
Hopefully this will.
We're like, guys, do we want to start a metal band? And everyone's like, yes. And you go, sweet, we'll find a DJ first.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. We start with a DJ.
The Linkin Park and Jay-Z album, people were like, I didn't believe you could do this.
And that was terrible too.
Yeah, that was the real...
It ruined both songs every time. Like, Encore is a fucking brilliant rap, like, tune. That wee thing, brilliant production. And the Numb one, also a good song. But they've just mushed them together and fucked them.
Well, that's, if they really want to solve some of these, you know, these race discrepancies in America, they could bring back rap rock, and that, I think, would solve, that would build the bridge, build the bridges again, folks.
And you've seen how well it went, because your man killed himself.
God rest.
Speaking of Numb,
I seen them live, you know, back in the day. I didn't.
Jay-Z and Linkin Park.
No, Linkin Park, and you know, to look at him, I thought he seemed all right. That's always what happens in these stories of, especially in small towns, if somebody sadly has, you know, ended their own life. It's always, I seen him last week. What?
You would have.
He would have. He was alive then. They can't comprehend.
The reason you're not seeing them is because you were seeing them.
They can't comprehend why this would have ever happened.
Wee Chris from Lavery's left his phone. He was looking at something with a torch and he set the phone down. And I thought, you know, he's doing work now, he's faffing about, and I was like, I'll turn that off for him. He left his torch on, and I clicked it to hit the torch, and his background is the Linkin Park artwork. Yeah!
That's the type of guy.
He's a guy keeping it alive. Fucking right.
I think there's a whole generation, it's the only type of people I can think I can connect with. Of that's what the Fringe show is kind of loosely, I haven't written it as like a themed show, but I've just noticed like there's a lot of very similar bits, so I've just kind of stuck them, some old stuff and new stuff, and stuck it together, and then I've wrapped it in some bullshit story that make it seem like I've thought of it the whole time. But about like different generations and about how things move so fast at the minute with technology that there's a shorter window of people you can kind of relate to.
Oh, now, for sure.
And I think that mine's is anybody who grew up during like Kerrang.
Yeah.
Every day after school is a very particular type of person. Yeah. And there's like, there's a 2-year window of that where that was like white hot. And everything outside of that, I can't. Like, my girlfriend is only 2 years younger than me, and there's certain things she's talking about. I'm like, I feel like 600. I'm like, I don't know, who are these people?
Yeah.
She's talking about, she goes, oh, she's a famous YouTuber. She's got a billion subscribers. And I'm like, back in my day, it was just Wheezy Waiter. That's just it. Just a fella with asthma doing a vlog. Well, they're still cutting about damn vlog brothers. Did you have that?
I wouldn't put you down as a guy who's just right on top of everything. You know,
at the minute,
culture wise.
Me?
Yeah.
You wouldn't put me down as that, did you say?
No.
Thanks.
But you know, you're like, oh, I feel like I'm 600 years old.
Aye. Well, I think it's more just, I guess, I don't know. It's probably just something's happens as well whenever you're like, you get a bit older and you're kind of absorbed by work and stuff. And then you also are just like, you kind of know what your hobbies are. So you're not just like going on looking at everything all the time.
Yeah.
And you just lose touch of whatever's going on.
I'm going straight to rap rock. I don't know why I whistled it.
Going back to rap rock. Straight to rap rock.
Did you have any shameful... Because, I would have actually bought like NME magazine to get on a bus.
Oh, God, I...
And it was that time period when bands were just... You know that, like... This is what it was, like the rave indie.
Mm-hmm.
Klaxons.
Oh, I remember that as well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's Ender Shikari or Shakiri or whatever the fuck they're called.
There's definitely a generation of people called the E4 generation who's... that's a two-day... If you're a guy, you look like Alex Zane. If you're a woman, you look like Alexa Chung.
Yeah.
That's your... If you grew up, you can identify that, those type of people, even in their
30s. Did you have any embarrassing phases, you know?
I had...
Before you hit the normcore overlord?
Yeah.
Name of the podcast, right?
Name of the show.
Yeah.
That's my only talent, by the way, is being able to identify shows.
He met us in Size yesterday, you know, the sneaker shop. And he was like, what's all this clatter? You know, he was just like, Jesus, people are wearing laces still.
Yeah.
White shoe? Yeah. Are you mad?
Well, that was it. I seen, because the one thing, and it stands out so badly, of like all these big, massive, like hype beast shoes. And then there was a pair of like brown cleats. And I go, now that would be my speed.
Cleats? Yeah. Good grip on the shoulder.
Good grip on them. Now, functionality is what I'm interested in. And then you see the price, and it's a perfect, it's like half the price of any other shoe in there. And I'm still going, Jesus, 80 quid.
He did pick up a pair of US made New Balance with a brown leather all over them. And I was like, get all over it.
I could do. I need a pair of comfy. I've just been wearing the same pair of Docs for, I don't know, a decade. Like I wear one out and then I go, I'll just get them again and then just keep doing that.
You see, that is insanity to me.
I know. I think it's just, I just don't think about clothes, as you can see.
I will absolutely put on a pair of trousers and go, I don't know if I have the correct shoe for this. Now, they're the same as the other pairs of trousers, slightly different colour, but I'll go, fuck, that's me. There we go. I need two new pairs of shoes for these.
Straight on. You know? I met Shane one time coming up, Shane Todd, from the town. And
Shane McGowan.
I met up at the Fringe, I think, 2019, and he landed, and he was like, do you want to meet and get a coffee? I was like, grand. And I met him, and he was like, how's it going? Let's go and get a new pair of shoes. And I was like, yeah. I don't know. This is a behaviour I don't understand. It's a different world to me.
Yeah.
I go, you've got a pair.
Mm.
In my
the
head,
right pair.
Yeah, new pair of shoes to me means like if he turned up and they were like it was all like the sole was coming off the bottom, rain is getting into them. Yeah. It's like, so he's like squelch walking.
No, mate, when me and him were doing the support slots for Kevin Hart, that was a big thing of ours. Like, you'd be like, oh, this is a bigger show this weekend to get new shoes. Yeah.
Jesus. That's like Met Gala stuff to me.
Met Gala?
Yeah.
Robbie, you going to the Met Gala? Aye.
The Met Gala.
I always have new socks.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to the Met Gala. I'm wearing a 1998 Triple H t-shirt that I've had since then, by the way. That's my thing is whenever I say the year, I mean, I don't mean that's when it was designed. I mean, that's how long I've had it.
Yeah. That will go down a storm at the Met Gala.
You think so? Is that kind of...
It would be like a, you know, like an...
Statement
an anti-statement.
Yeah.
It was like when Kanye turned up in just a Dickies jacket.
Yeah. I love that. I love the 6,000 pockets trousers.
So yeah,
I wanted to do a game show called What's in the Brickies Trousers.
Yeah.
Flask of tea. Regal Filter, two left, and it's in the old packaging somehow.
Yeah.
Scratch card with £2.1 on it that he hasn't cashed in yet.
Yep. Keep it for a rainy day.
Yeah. Salt and vinegar, Golden Wonder multi-pack.
I was going to say sachets of salt.
No, the wee red. My dad always has like wee sachets of brown sauce in his, the wee, in his car for any time he gets
a hankering.
Something hankering for it. Just
like a fucking ice pop.
Yeah, yeah. That just does you over the lunchtime, you know, gets you, ticks you over. What were we embarrassing faces. I had, I would have been in, whenever I was like kind of 14 to 16, that was whenever that kind of emo phase was becoming the big thing. I had the big fringe.
Yeah.
But I was still, I think, my personality, but just had like the full black dress and the fringe going like, hello, everybody. What's happening? Listening like Mastodon, Bulls from a Valentine and stuff going, fuck, that's great album.
Woodsy used to have a great, you know, the sort of fucking emo boy.
Yeah.
You know? There's a lot of boys doing that.
Yeah.
Getting neck problems.
Yeah.
Did you have long hair or a fringe or something?
Yeah, I just had really long hair.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that coming back as a style, I wonder yet, of like hair. The... No. Long hair coming back.
Hair, it's back.
But the remember, they made it legal for a while. Mm-hmm. But aye, like the having a different two different pairs of Vans, but they were different colours.
Yeah.
Converse or whatever, you know, that were different colors. That feels to me like something that I say, no, I seen that because there was a few years where I was going, where have all the good goths gone?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've started to see it a bit more now, so I'm happy to see them back out and about.
Some of them hung on to it a bit too long,
mm-hmm.
and you do see like a 37-year-old goth or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, with a bald spot.
You can't get a job.
You're like,
get into the office.
Oh, they do have a job.
Ground down.
They work at Lush.
Yeah.
I don't even have my buttons anymore.
Do you have sound effects?
Come I usually do. Yeah.
Oh,
there is. I'm pretty sure. I'm going out on a limb here. I think I left the house once with a bandana tied around my wrist.
No, that's good. Yeah. That's like biker taker from. You wouldn't have known wrestling. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I'd seen it somewhere. I was like, that's cool.
Where, like, as in, like the full?
Yeah, I think so.
And describe how wrapped it was. If you know what I mean, did you make it into like a thin? So it was like a, or was it like a full, like a forearm?
No, it was like it was like a wristband. Like I was.
Right, so you just had it down, yeah.
In between songs,
a lot of breathing.
You know,
were you in a band?
No, was I?
Oh,
fuck.
I thought you meant like you were. I would have loved if that. If was I was a thing in a band, I didn't know
I'd
about
be,
you.
I'd be like Slipknot guy hitting a beer keg with a hammer.
See, that's
king. That'd be my job. And I'd fuck it up for sure.
That's a that's something as well of like as much as whenever you say, because the reason I was hesitant to bring up the emo thing is because whenever you say an embarrassing phase, most of the, I think the stuff that I liked music wise back then, I still think is good. Like Mastodon and Slipknot and bands like that. I just don't exclusively listen to heavy stuff all the time. But I think it depends on what you're brought up with a wee, because like my dad was always like most dads, there's like just Joy Division, New Order, all those types of Smiths and all those guys, Talking Heads. And then that kind of naturally progresses into like slightly heavier stuff and being able to tolerate that. So it was never like I heard a lot of it in the house. So it wasn't as much of like a fuck you dad thing for me. So I just did listen to what I liked. I didn't have to do it as a statement. So I still listen to that.
Now my dad, you know, I would have listened to whatever my wee mates were listening to. So you'd have been listening to like fucking Scooter and all, you know, like wee dance fucking bullshits. And then eventually I started to get into more like guitar music. And I thought it was a big day when I came back to my dad. I was like, Dad, I bought two CDs a day.
Yeah.
Both of them are guitar led music.
NHMV, guitar led music is the wee genre.
I had a fucking Offspring single and a Limp Bizkit single. But to him, he's like, what the fuck is this? Mm. And then obviously that matured a bit. And then whenever I, you know, you go through the phase where you're going through the Led Zeppelins and the Sabbath and all that shit. And I was like, look what I'm listening to now. And at that point where he could have been like, ah, that's good. Now you're onto the good stuff.
Yeah.
Which he would listen to. He would then be just like, what are you listening to that for, you dickhead? You dickhead. And then at that point, he was just listening to like Nick Drake and trying to play Spanish guitar upstairs.
Yeah. So you're
he's actually not bad, which is infuriating.
Yeah, he's progressed into me. That's the age I am or have been since. Like, I love Nick Drake and all. I suppose I don't know. I don't think I've got a specific one. I'm not trying Spanish guitar now, but I am sitting.
But like my dad would come in from work in a pair of trackies and an Isle of Man t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then from the bedroom, all you would hear is like, ding, 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 ding.
That's a great image of just the
fucking Jose Gonzalez upstairs, sir.
He's over that computer faster than Speedy Con Dallas. Did I tell you that story? I definitely said that in something before. I was again same mate of mine, his mother. I think I said this whenever we did the Patreon one, but I'll do it again anyway. But it was the
we have done a podcast before.
It was during the COVID. But it was, I think it was one where both you had, you were on the like the fourth podcast of the day. I had just finished work and we're both just like, what are you talking about?
I could have done with a donut then.
But no, that was one. My dad's, my mate's dad loved this very particular type of soup that that you could only get in Korean. And he would drive up every Saturday to get 7 tins of it for the week. It was a Crosswell and Black, whatever, or Blackwell and Cross, whatever it's called, chicken and something or other. But then they stopped doing it and he didn't have it and he was like looking for the soup for years and years, blah, 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 and then he couldn't find it. And then my mate had found it in a shop and he sent a picture into their head, their group chat, and he goes, guess what I've found? They're like, what? And he goes, the soup. And he wrote like, haha, very funny. And then he took a picture of himself with the soup, wrote back, all lowercase, no punctuation, what shop? Just look at, straight away, looking for it. He goes, you can get it online and just add the shop. And then his mum typed in, he's over that computer faster than Speedy Condallis. Condallis. Who I think was a character on Dallas or something. Speedy
Condallis. I love him. Did I tell you that one? Someone, like, I think it was Maureen's sister, had like screenshotted a Snapchat. There's some girl was like, I'm all go this morning, I've got to rush to such and such. And then she put on the Snapchat, Speedy Gonzalez. I'm Speedy Gonzalez.
Nice.
That's me, fucking.
There's nothing. You can watch. You can watch your Stuart Lee and your whoever all you want, but to me, nothing is funnier than just somebody getting something slightly wrong.
Oh yeah,
it's a great.
Nothing funnier than you just talking into a right bean. I haven't seen a right bean in a carton.
There's no better sup than that, I tell you.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
King of the sups?
King of the sup. I will say now that whenever they move from the plastic to the paper straw, it was a bit sad because there's a smoothness to that type of sup you could get in the Arabian.
The paper straw thing's a farce.
There's a part of me that is going, there's absolutely no way that you can punish me for corporations pumping out millions and millions and millions of tons of stuff in the environment.
Yeah.
And I have to now sup that.
Yeah. Hang. There are porpoises vaping right now, and I'm sitting here with a fucking tube, like a toilet roll tube.
Not right.
It's bullshit. Like,
yeah, it does feel like.
Like, if they put one in, you know, if you get like an iced coffee and they put a paper straw in, you're like, you've 9 seconds to drink that.
Oh, yeah. And then you have to just suck that back right down before it's game over. Like, I had one yesterday whenever I was waiting for you and Aaron, and it got to the point where the middle of it was gone. So I was sucking it, and I could see it just go up to the middle. And then go back down. I guess this is game over. I have a lot of that left too.
God forbid.
I have a lot of that left, Niall. I'm looking to drink it.
The good bits at the bottom too.
The good bits of the coffee's at the bottom.
Speedy Gonzalez. Anyway, this is an astronaut.
Yeah. I had. There's like three or four things where we've talked about so far. I was like, oh, I've got a really good story coming up for that. And now we've gone off track and I can't remember any of it.
We'll go back. We've all day.
We'll go back.
My point about Chris Hadfield was, you know, you're in space and all he seems to do is like tricks.
Aye, we like, you know, take a skateboard up.
Like, look at this.
Yeah. You know, aye, there's no gravity. Nice.
The thing's playing in the planets and shit, you know. Chris, do some work, will you?
Would you go to space if it was an option?
Yeah, if it was like you were guaranteed you weren't going to die.
See, no, but that's, why would I ask you that if there wasn't a risk involved?
Would you go to cold rain?
I would. Yeah, well, there's a more chance you're going to die there.
Yeah, I think it would be fucking pretty cool.
I have such a debilitating fear of flying in its own right that I don't think I could. You probably couldn't pay me to do it.
Did you get the boat over?
No, I do fly, but I just sit like that there the whole time. Grab the guy walking up the aisle like that. Is this going down? It's like smoother than a bus. I'm like, something's not right.
Yeah.
Why was there a click?
Yeah.
Does the pilot know there was a click?
Sometimes I'm reassured by when I feel the plane working.
Aye.
You know, so like, you know, sometimes like when it's accelerating to fucking like take off, mm-hmm. and you feel it and it's bumping through the clouds. I like that bit because I'm like, he's got the foot down, he's going. See when it gets right above the clouds, especially if you're flying somewhere hot and it just goes like,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, that's when you become aware of like, like a few noise, you're like, what the fuck is this?
I am even things like, you know, the sound that it makes if somebody presses, they're like, I need assistance. I'm like, they know something.
Yeah,
they've called them down to say, I've actually been a pilot for 165 years and I know that this is going to go down in 5 minutes and it's not going to be fun for anybody.
Did you see that flight where someone opened the door?
No.
What do you see?
No, I don't want
to
see.
Do you see how remarkably calm these people are? Flight fucking door.
Well, they always
open Malaysia. Or
in
something.
Terms of like pilots as well, like if you ever listen to any of that like black box recording.
What do you see how calm these motherfuckers are? Not like you could do anything, but like, look at this guy. Just
see, that looks fun.
Aye,
I don't mind that.
They're just fucking. Look at this guy.
I hate it.
9 passengers were assessed at hospital for breathing issues. Yeah, your lung
came out
your asshole.
But are in good condition.
Hey, Malaysia, sort your flights out, man. You've had shit flights for a long time.
Yeah. You've had one, and then this one.
Shocking video. Aviation
expert to find out. Shut up.
Passengers are on board, and they're getting battered by the intense wind.
They're getting battered the plane was by the intense wind.
Minutes from landing in South Korea when it happened.
Witnesses say the passenger was sitting next to the
Les, you got there quick enough.
He apparently showed no sign that anything was wrong when he suddenly removed a plastic cover.
See, that stuff, I don't really mind that stuff that much open. Because
when the cabin is pressed.
I don't mind that as much because I like to see people think that I'd be like terrified of like airplane going wrong stories, but I like to hear it because in my head I'm going, oh, so it can go. It is still fine if something happens. Like, I remember who was telling... You know, Chris... I don't know how to pronounce his second name. Is it Brazier? You know, that does stuff for Shine. Shout out to Chris. Lovely man. He does, like... If you ever do Limelight or whatever, he'll do, like, the sound stuff. Anyway, he was talking about flying from Glasgow to London one time. I think it was Glasgow to London, but it was a short flight. Anyway, is the point. And he said that they said, perfectly fine flight. They're coming in to land. And he said, you can hear this, like, clunking underneath or like this crunchy sound. He's just going like, oh, what is this? And he said immediately all the staff into the pilots, you know, the cockpit, and then they give you the real emergency landing thing of like, you're going to hear brace, brace, blah 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 blah. And he said the problem was that the wheels wouldn't come out.
Yeah,
so he said they're flying, and he's like, we might have to do a crash landing here. And what they were doing was they were flying down as if they're going to land, and they're being flanked by like 4 fire engines, like just like up beside them in case it goes down. And what they do to try to get the doors open is they go flat and then they go to try to see if they can force. And he said they did like 3 or 4 laps of like just this
trying to shake the doors wheels open. Out. Like,
and he said it worked. And they said they land, they like land where they force it out and the wheels come out, and then it like goes almost like vertical and then down, and it lands. And he said then like they landed, everybody's like. And then the bing, you are now in London Heathrow. Thank you very much for flying EasyJet. Cabin crew, prepare the doors for everything. What is this?
Yeah.
Like, they acted like it was just like, that's what happens on flights.
Sort of, you know? It's kind of like...
I don't care for it.
Like, that. I would say that's... My sister was kind of going out with this pilot years ago for like, a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him a couple of times. Of course, I hit him with all the questions. I was like, what the fuck's a cracking on? And he was basically like, the only thing you really need to worry about is a fire. And I went, good.
That's good to know.
You know, and just like, he's like, that's why people are so freaky about batteries and, you know, whatever. But he's like, yeah, a fire is about the only thing you need to really worry about.
I suppose, because you can't get in to get at it.
It's a long way to go before you're flanked with fire engines again.
Yeah, even when you ask if you're ever chatting to McCartney again, me and him going to New York and back from New York, I was in really, he slept the whole way and I was like, I watched all that jazz 3 times, just shaking.
What age are you?
28.
I grew
coming out, on 600.
I grew out of it.
Did you?
Yeah, so I used to be petrified, and then what I actually don't like is just the general discomfort of flying.
Mm-hmm.
The airport, the waiting, the heat, the fucking about, the sitting, the no room. That makes you more anxious than you should be. But the actual fear of flying kind of just left me pretty quick.
I'm the opposite. My dad took me to LA when I was 10 to go to WrestleMania 21, Staples Center. Whatever, 10-hour flight, grand.
Yeah, yeah.
The more I flew, I think the more I was like, you only get so many, like the odds are going up on me going down. So I've got worse as I get older. I think also there's a wee bit of like...
With fire, yeah.
Yeah, I think once death becomes real as you get older, you're like, this is a possibility. Mm-hmm. Anything could get me, and flying is one of them.
Yeah, but it's one of those ones where what good's the worry gonna be doing you?
That doesn't help me at all.
When you turn into dust.
Yeah.
But
that's the fear though, Cole.
Do you know what I think made me feel good? Not good, I was shitting my pants, but when we were going to Mexico on a 2E flight, right, for honeymoon, all the guys ran around, they're like, the pilots let us know there's going to be quite a bit of bad turbulence here, mm-hmm. just because of this like air pocket that we're going through or whatever, so you need to be strapped in. And they looked a bit panicked and nothing happened,
mm-hmm.
and they were just sitting, they weren't even talking to each other, and I was like, oh fuck, this might be serious here, I'm fucking gripping onto the seat,
mm-hmm.
and nothing happened at all. And then kept going, they're like, boom, and they're like, okay, well, we've managed to outrun it or something or whatever happened, mm-hmm. there, and or avoid it, not outrun it.
I was going to say, it's coming up behind. Yeah.
the turbulence! But we're fine. We're like, oh, it's all good, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, fucking half an hour later, the plane just goes, like, out of the air with no warning whatsoever.
No.
But here's my thoughts, right? The like, G-force, like, was like, we could have hit the ground,
yeah.
for all I know. Like, just that absolute, like, someone just fucking pulled your arsehole out. Just yeah. like, that could have been... You don't have time to be like, oh my God, I'm dying. I was just like, and then we could have hit a wall or anything.
Yeah, but I think, a wall's not going to appear out of nowhere, though. I think the point, the stress for me is the idea of the thought of like, something's going wrong. It's the imagining that like descent or something happening and being completely like, it's the stress of thinking that something's going to happen more so than the thing itself. Because in turbulence itself, I don't really, it's not the physical going through it that's a bother to me. It's more the like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
But
nothing usually.
No, I used to I was that bad that, and I still am, I don't do this anymore, but I used to like prepare text for like my mom and my dad of like I am going to die,
I would love
see you later. You can keep Pikachu
in your notes, like that'd be yeah. great. I'd love to see this.
I would. I thought it would have been on old.
Listen,
phones,
just before I get on this flight from Belfast to Glasgow, I'll be on the tarmac in 13 minutes. But here, I just want to let you know that I love you, and I've had a full life.
And I didn't eat that donut when I was 3. That was the oldies. It's been hovering over me. I've been wishing for death.
The time it takes you to type it, you've landed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And the shock of the landing hits my thumb, hits send.
Fuck yeah. Only messing.
Yeah.
I'm in a double H, Smiths. Yeah.
Oh dear. Good old death crack.
Sometimes I get so frustrated at the security, I'm like, I hope this fucking plane hits the fucking floor. You can't.
You're right though, of like, it is the waiting. Like, people always go, Jesus, you're but sure it's only a half an hour flight, you'll be home in half an hour. And I'm like, yeah, but it is 40 minutes to get to the airport, an hour of me lying about, waiting them to get off the track, land, and then getting over. The train usually is, like, if I have to go to London for work, it's quicker to just get in the bloody well Northern Railway service,
mm-hmm.
than to fly and have to have some. People always chat to me in flights. I don't know if I've got a face for it, but always talking to some stranger about their new book they're writing for children.
Mm. You look like a...
Go ahead.
Cunt. No, you look like... No, you look... so no, you I don't know. Maybe you look like a sort of quirky, fun guy.
I think maybe I just look like I couldn't take anybody in a fight, so I'm the least intimidating.
Because nobody talks to me.
Yeah, that could be it. Well, you look like you could, yeah.
I just sit in the seat and I stare at people as a couple of things. And then they just never sit there.
No, I'm a lot of this here.
Hello.
Oh, no bother.
No bother. Yeah. I'll read it, cover to cover. Okay. Put notes in the book and all.
Anyway, what else were we talking about? Names, people getting stuff wrong, astronauts, flying.
I was in the dentist this morning.
Nice. Oh, yes.
And he was like, they were talking about Love Island or something. And the guy goes,
it's back, baby.
The guy goes, apparently they're doing Big Boys in it this time. And the girl was like, what do you mean? He goes, they're going for the old fat positive crowd. And I went, fat positive.
Oh, no. That is...
undoing all the good you thought you were doing there.
Yeah, that's
we're very fat positive around here.
There couldn't be, like, the first word negates the second.
Yeah.
There's something, like... particularly hilarious to me about like just hearing somebody with all the right sentiments getting it so wrong in the words of like, because their heart's in the right place, you can't be like annoyed at them, but whenever they're saying stuff you're just like, come on, you were so close.
I know. My favorite, how many times have I told this on the podcast now, but the fucking the hurling coach from like Antrim somewhere, it's one of these late night shows, and there was they had a Protestant playing hurling,
uh-huh.
and there was kind of a big deal. But the guy was like, "Listen, no skin off my deck, you know. I don't care where you're from." And he was trying to, he meant well, but he was like, you know, if you're up here, it doesn't matter if you're Protestant, Catholic, black, white, yellow, if you can hurl, we let you in. You know what I mean? It's so sweet, like such a sweet old man, yeah. And he meant well.
Yeah, he meant well. That's the thing, you know, if they mean well, you're like, you can't be like...
Yellow?
Yeah.
The yellow man from...
yeah, you can't. That's just about somebody that's a coward he's talking about. We don't care if you're feared,
yeah.
You can come in. there is something. I'm trying to think, there's definitely been a few things I've heard in like back home, just in the bar, of... Yeah, any progressive topic. I don't want to say in case it probably me having to relay the things that they've said just as bad even just saying it, but I fair play to them.
He'll put in a
good place to start.
He'll put an old beep in there to place.
Beep.
I've done against colours.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And you're like, well, you know, maybe don't stop. Yeah, stop.
Although like
that.
As Sean was telling me in Cape Town, coloured is a thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, he'd be like, those people are call themselves coloured people. You know?
Who am I? Who am I to say anything about anything? Yeah, I'm just here chatting about wrestling and being feared of flying.
Yeah. Just white and flying.
Just white and flying. That's me. That's the name of my new show. White and flying.
We'll get you sacked out of this job at some point.
Oh, God.
We were standing at the shop earlier buying breakfast rolls, and I was like, what was the term you hit me with?
I don't know. So but anyway, just like, basically, we're just talking about trading.
Are you trying to veer me away from this conversation?
Oh,
he was trying to explain stocks to me via sausage rolls.
Yeah. I go, now, if you were to buy two of them and kept them for a while and then waited till it goes to a price that you thought it was worth, and then once it goes above that, you can sell it and buy it again and it goes back down. That's a particular type of strategy called that. But alternatively, if you thought people don't like sausage rolls anymore, what you could do is you could say, give me them sausage rolls, I'll give them back to you tomorrow. And you take the sausage rolls, you sell them, you buy them back at the lower price, you give the sausage rolls back to the boy, you've made the profit, that's another one. And then Colin was just there going, I'll just red sauce, I said, it's good.
I'd had sex sausage rolls when he was talking.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what if I eat the sausage rolls? Enjoy them, shut mm-hmm. them out, lose money.
No way.
Is there money in that?
Is there money in that? That's a very Northern Ireland thing.
I could be.
Is there money in that?
I could be so easily scammed when it comes to, you know, like say if I made like millions and I was like, it's time to invest. Mm-hmm. It would definitely just be a fella. I'd be like, I got a fella, and I just tell him, go and invest that money,
mm-hmm.
and I'd lose it all. You know, I'd own two extra visions and be skinned.
Listen, bring back extra vision. The smell of an extra vision is an aftershave I'd wear. If it was an option.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Hot carpet tiles. It's not dissimilar to in here. It's, you know.
There's just something, I think it's maybe just that it's not the smell itself as good as there's an excitement you associate with, I am in, there's nowhere else I can get this type of media. Mm-hmm. Games, DVD, obviously you can get everything immediately on your phone now. But back in the day, £3, three nights of whatever, WrestleMania 19.
Do you remember the panic
or
of...
Rugrats game for the PS1.
The panic of like forgetting that you hadn't returned it.
Oh, why? And they thought like, and also if you handed it in late, they just would go, there's never any penalty. I didn't experience one anyway.
Well, actually.
But you had this fear if they were going to come around, like somebody was going to come around your house, John Government was going to come around in suits.
Yeah.
And go, where is it?
Well, I actually, there was two people worked in our local one. And if you had to return something late, you would check and see if it was the woman. And if it was the woman, you'd literally just wait till it was the younger fella.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd take it into the younger fella, wouldn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have two £20 charges on two DVDs one time.
Oof.
And I was like, hey, at the cutoff of when you can buy it again.
Yeah. That should be.
Cut it off.
Yeah, that should be something.
I'm paying £20 for fucking whatever the fuck bullshit, mask.
Probably is worth that these days, though.
Yeah.
There is something of, well, what would you employ there as the control? Would you have it where you go, because you couldn't charge it to them. You'd have to take a credit card or a card at the start and then go, if you don't return this after a few days, we're going to assume that you just really loved it and you want to keep it, so we'll just charge you full price.
Yeah, I think that should be the
way to do it.
Because, there was no one charging up front. They'd go like, you owe us £40 and you'd have to go and lift £40.
That's brutal.
Bring it in.
And what if you just went, no?
Well, we did do that.
Did, and it happened?
Just now, when
you're here now.
Went to a different extra vision.
Nice.
With our laminated car. Mm,
that's like what they did with the priests.
Yeah. Just relocated them.
Yeah. This boy, I tell you, he's hit up every extra vision in the north. Yeah. He owes, I think last time I heard he was 950 quid, all on the mask.
Do you reckon that's
keeps renting the mask every location.
Is that the norm within the Catholic Church where they're like, oh, it's just what happens? Or do you reckon there's like one of the managers backstage is like, would you fucking yeah. We fucking know where I have to send you, you fucking nonce bastard. You fucking knock it in the head. We're running out of fucking chapels here.
That's
running out of parishes.
We're running out of extra parishes. Is extra vision gone?
I assume so.
In administration?
It's all subways now.
Now, what happens to the outstanding debt on that? Is somebody, like, is there anybody who's like...
It's a made-up debt.
Has anybody got any, like, I got this out of the extra vision in Corey in 2009.
Yeah, let us know if you still have a copy of something that you took out of an extra vision.
That can be worth a lot of money one day.
We'll send them in. We'll put them up in the back of the room here. Just shite movies, Flubber 2. all those, remember there's like 20 fucking Silence of the Lamb movies came out afterwards.
Oh, why?
Red Dragon.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that.
And Silence of the Lamb wasn't even the first Silence of the Lamb movie.
Probably not. What was it?
It was Manhunter, I think it was called, a Brian Cox. The thing is with eating people. The Scottish Brian Cox.
eating tits is lovely.
The thing is, liver, fava beans. It's kind of like the solar system in a way. Where you go, he's accepted all out.
Get him in jail. We can't listen to him.
My hair's too good for you to take me seriously.
But it was him. It was the Brian Cox that was then in played Logan Roy in Succession. Mm. Did you watch that?
I have watched about 5 episodes of Succession. So,
and you're in or you're not in?
I'm not in because we came off the bat. I like it, you know what I mean? I like it, but it definitely needs to get the hooks in a wee bit.
I think it's the best thing I've seen in a long, long time now. Just finished there.
The Culkin fella, fantastic.
Kieran Culkin's great, though.
Oh, great. What are we?
What is Mac be at these days, Macaulay?
Because heroin, was it?
I think he was into a while for a while now. But like I've heard somebody said to me, he goes, geez, he really fell off the... He never ended up making a hit for himself. And I was like, well, people forget that he was in films for 5 years when he was a child. And he stopped doing stuff, I think, in like 1984. And he hasn't been since. So he hasn't like fallen off. He just was like, had a career when he was younger and maybe didn't come back to it.
That's the thing about like showbiz. You know...
You can do that.
Is there anybody like... Do you have to announce that? Do you have to go like, by the way...
I'm out.
I'm not like, you know... I'm stopping this of my own accord. Did Selena Gomez not do that? Is she not kind of like, listen, I just kind of chilling now?
Well, Daniel Day-Lewis did it where he was like, this is going to be my last film.
Here's 5 more. Did he do that?
He did. I think it was it Phantom Thread? I think so. I think he said...
The fuck is that? Never even heard of that in my life.
Paul Thomas Anderson film, 2017.
What's it called?
The Phantom Thread. Or it's just called Phantom Thread, I think. It's class.
What's that about?
Oh, it's about a ghost in a dress.
Garment trade.
It is. Have you seen Punch Drunk Love 2002?
No.
Have you seen There'll Be Blood 2007? Yes. Have you seen The Master 2012? Inherent Vice 2014?
No.
These Paul Thomas Anderson films, same director.
I've seen There Will Be Blood.
Fantastic. Licorice Pizza was great.
Is that him too?
Yep.
Oh, I had it up on the Prime the other day. Should have watched it.
That's good stuff, huh? But I think Phantom Thread was Danny Day's last. He just announced, I'm out. Which is the way to do it. And that's what happened with, what do you call it? I never watched it, but the boy from Game of Thrones, isn't it? Didn't he say like, no, the boy that played, who was the guy that nobody liked? Joffrey.
Oh, yeah.
He just was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, because he was like in uni trying to be a fucking, you know.
Was he like barrister? Trying to be an actor? Oh, a barrister.
Yeah, you know, he was going into law and he was like, I'll do me. But it's a rough thing to play such a fucking hateable character, you know, because people are stupid enough to be like,
we don't like you.
Lean over you in a cafe and be like, you're a wee wanker.
Boy, I can't believe what you did 2,000 years ago in an alternate universe.
You're poisoning. I'm glad you poisoned me, dick. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Nah.
No.
I watched the first 3 seasons of it and as it was coming out and it just wasn't, I mean, nothing against it. People seem to love it, but I couldn't get into it.
This is the thing, like, whatever it is, you know, like, you're like Succession, you're like, oh, I love it. I get it, but it hasn't got to me yet, you know what I mean? And Game of Thrones, I've seen all of them, but I couldn't tell you anything had happened because Maureen was watching it and I was just staring at it, you know?
Yeah.
But we were just off the back of Yellowstone, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
I haven't seen it, but I heard people like it.
It's fantastic.
It's like a Western type, is it?
It's not really. It's more like, it is,
It's not like a Western, but they are cowboys in like the modern day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
you like, mean tradesmen?
They kind of are. But it's a constant like turf war between the Native Americans, these guys that own the ranch, and then outsiders trying to come in and build hotels and shit. But it's very murky and fucking killings, and he only employs like ex-cons, so that's the only thing they have, basically, so they're not going to leave and tell stories, and he kills them if they leave, and all. It's fucking wild.
What about this? Turf war, but it's J.K. Rowling versus...
Yeah.
I'd write that, just to see.
What does turf stand for again? Trans.
Not good, anyway. Well, I say not good. I don't know anything about it, so I can't make any claim on it.
This guy trying not to lose his job every fucking 2 seconds.
I don't follow any of this stuff. It's not for me to chat about. Other people can work away.
You're not in court, bro. You know what I mean?
Feels like it.
No coffee. It's like
never got into Harry Potter either, even when I was younger.
Me neither. It's too late.
Didn't get it.
My dad loves it. Yeah, it's hilarious.
He could do wee wand and all.
Playing Nick Drake with a cape on. Just like, watch. I swear to God, like, see all lockdown and all. He was like, I've been up to much now. I just basically started all the Harry Potters and Lord of the Rings again. I haven't seen any of those.
I've seen Lord of the Rings. It's again another one that I enjoyed, but I didn't get. There's certain types of shows. Game of Thrones, I suppose, a lot of that Western fantasy stuff, and well, in a way, I guess Harry Potter is kind of fantasy thing as well. But like, there's a lot where you see how much people like stuff, and you see how much it becomes a part of their life. That I'm going, if I think that this is just fine, it probably means that it's not for me, because it seems like people that do like it are so heavily into it.
Yeah.
That it's just hitting areas that I don't have in my mind.
But it's also like, you know, when people are into a thing and it becomes a lifelong thing. You know, like, they're like, I'm into Harry Potter, so we've got fucking mugs lying about the house and there's a poster in the toilet. And they're into it forever. Star Wars, you know, like, you guys got like 15 Star Wars t-shirts. Yeah. You're like, how long can you enjoy it? Because I watched that fucking, like, say, like, what do you call it there? Yellowstone. I loved it. But I'm not like fucking, it's not. I'm not going to love it for the next 20 years. I'm not going to have posters up and fucking.
I very rarely have like merch of stuff. Like, I love Twin Peaks, the show, and I have a couple of like mugs and stuff that are like in the style of that. But it's not like, I'm not going out dressed up as them. Yeah. And I've loved, obviously, watch wrestling my whole life, but I don't really have any wrestling merch.
Yeah. It's when it becomes people's personality. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like football.
Like football and all that, their business.
Aye, boys in Liverpool tops going, what do you see people dressing up like Harry Potter these days? That's not right. They're dressed up as bloody whatever.
You got some Messi. Fella's name on your back.
That's another lad's name you've got in the back.
Standing in the shop waiting for him to print it on as
Go on ahead.
Number 7.
Yeah. I had, when I did watch football when I was younger, when I watched football, I was never into it, but I did, like all young men have to go through, which is you get forced into supporting Liverpool by your uncle. You get... Go get more of that. Oh,
queefed. Terrible.
And I had a shirt that... Do you know much about football? Do you watch football at all?
No.
Niall?
But, I mean, like, I have played football and
I think the follow-up story is probably not going to
land. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I don't really know the significance of it, but everybody said to me, like, that's funny that that's your only memory of it, is I remember getting the Liverpool shirt and the name printed on the back was Morientes, who apparently was, like, a striker that was there with him for, like, 6 months. So, like, my one window of watching football is extremely identifiable. Yeah. And I remember that, talking about, like, realising, like, if I am not as... Everybody who seems to like this is so dead-ended that if I just think it's fine, it's not for me, was... I remember watching the Champions League final in 2005 with my uncle, and it was that Liverpool AC Milan. It was a big match, apparently, because it was, like, one where it was, like, they were three... Liverpool were, like, 3-0 down at halftime, and then my uncle went into my grandmother's garden and one-dragged, like, 6 cigarettes, just chucking them out, and then... came back, and then Liverpool got 3 goals, and then went to penalties, and then there was like a final save, and then Liverpool had won the Champions League, and I like blinked, and then I was like half a mile up in the air because my uncle like threw me up. I was 26. No, he threw me up in the air, and I was, whenever I like landed back down, I could see him going mental. I was going like, I feel nothing. So yeah, this must not be for me.
Yeah.
Even the thrill of seeing, like, I would have thought I would have loved seeing, you know, like a stadium with whatever tens of thousands of people being like, yes, but it was just doing nothing. It just wasn't clicking with me.
No, sport's weird too. Like, you can't be like one of those guys where if your team loses, you're sad for like the whole weekend.
I kind of wish I had something like, I wish I had something that I could go down to the bar and be like, oh, we're all going down to watch like the community thing in the TV.
Like, I'll get excited if, you know, like, you know, Ireland were about to win like Six Nations there, mm-hmm. and there's a bit of a clincher match.
Yeah.
You know, it's more exciting than regular sports all the other time, but yeah. But as soon as it's done, it's done.
Yeah, that's. I think that one's slightly different because you're kind of like you're cosplaying nationalism in a way where it's like yeah. you're not really massively into it, yeah. but it's a nice thing of like in your head, you're like, I'm going to support because this is my country. I'm part yeah. of this thing. You're not like, this is my country, but yeah. just a nice thing to feel like I'm going to support that. And yeah, then when it's over, you don't really mind.
There was a bit of that when McGregor was in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... I haven't stayed up to fucking 6 in the morning to watch a fight since.
Yeah.
You know, there was a bit of excitement.
You stay up to 6, I would have went to bed 10, up at 5. That would have been my move.
No, I'm fucking, no. My default mode would be, yeah, stay up very late, but I can't really do it nowadays. Like, I have mm-hmm. to force myself to go to sleep now. Fucking go to sleep, you fucking stupid bitch.
Alexa, play rain sounds.
No, I don't do any of that shit. Do you listen to anything when you go to sleep? Because, do you?
Sometimes, not because I needed to go to sleep, but just because... It's
gets you hard.
It gets me hard in the ears because I've got the ringing otherwise
in my mind.
Tinnitus in my mind.
No, I can't do it. But it's people like Mickey and all where he's like can't be left alone with his own thoughts. So he's yeah. just like, you know, I have to listen to AC/DC to go.
That's awful.
Snoring away.
I could never. I know people listen to like podcasts to go to sleep, but I can't even do that.
No,
I can't have any like actual noise. I'm fine. Like I said, I'm fine with rain, or I'm fine if like play the lighter Aphex Twin stuff. Like, you know, whatever. Alexa, play Window Licker Volume 10. I'm like, dum 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 dum. I'm like shaking the bed.
Now, well, what we have to replace all that shit now is a baby monitor that just hisses, kind of. So you just hear like.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of is sort of
that is yeah. It's the same as people listening, I guess, like a fan or something if they've got like a ring in there. Yeah. Alexa, play The Ring. Oh, what was that? What was the noise from The Ring? Was that one?
Well, bye.
What's a crack? Waking up at 5:30 at a house party when you're 21. That sound.
Well, bye. We got some questions here. We'll guide us through the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
Stephen Young, is that? Does he think AI will replace 70% of jobs?
Me? Definitely not. It'll be closer to 65. No, I don't know, actually. As in, like, ChatGPT and stuff. Is he there?
Put him on.
Stick him on. Stephen! Is that you?
What are you doing off work?
I would say... No, I don't know what it's going to look like at the minute. I was speaking to a computer scientist at a bar recently, actually, and he said that he's not particularly as impressed as what the like is being presented as at the minute. He said it's a very good for like as like a problem solving thing, but it's not like. I've been reading a lot about it, but it's hard to know how much of it is just like people on the outside. This to me feels like one of those things where people can't just do. It's so intricate and there's so much like granularity in it that you can't just have like a guy who doesn't know anything about it reporting on here's what it's projected to look like. It feels like there's so much to it that you probably have to listen to somebody who's like been doing it forever to give an actual. It is like crypto stuff as well, where it's like whenever, you know, like you can't, there's nobody's or like the people who are experts in the field, it's such a new thing that it's kind of hard to just make a call on it. But I would say it'll probably replace a lot of jobs that are like, it'll be the equivalent of our industrial revolution where it's like, factory jobs where it's just a guy going, it'll probably go, it's like if somebody's job is to just input data or to write up a template for something, that's probably gone.
Yeah, it'll take a lot of donkey work.
Yeah,
but I think
which like, people might like, but also what that does then, I guess, and I don't have any economic background to be able to make this as a valid claim, but I would guess that would maybe even cause a bigger divide between like people who are just getting into like unskilled, you know, just getting into the job, trying to then learn a trade and then go up in it. What happens and if you've got this massive chasm, which is that like all that work is just done by robots, and then the entry level job is like 10 years of experience to oversee a certain type of thing. And then what happens? Then what do you do for jobs of people who are just coming out of uni or just coming out of school or whatever?
I think it's probably, you know, especially like in the creative world, it's just going to be like a tool that gets the job done quicker. But I think that the like education side of it, you probably still need to have. So even if a program can graphic design you a fucking poster, you still need to have the education behind you to know why it's good. If you know what I mean, like, You would still need to know about graphic design to then input it on the computer and make it do it.
But all that'll be fed in somehow. And then I think, like, you know, it is something that maybe 10, 15 years down the line, it might even be quicker. I think it's probably learning faster than we think.
I love me, dude. Yeah.
Make me a wee poster so you can go see my dick jokes. Yeah. Which a computer wrote as well. So.
Hello, ChatGPT. I've been doing this bit for a couple of weeks now and it just is not landing. Could you get a couple of meaty lines in there? Here's the premise. I'm the only person writing like a full, like this end of ChatGPT explaining everything. And also, just a caveat.
BTW.
I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think it's probably us talking now. If we'll look back in 5 years and be like, oh, we were completely wrong. That actually can do everything. Because that was, how many times have you heard over the course of history, for, you know, we're both 1,000, but how many times have you heard people going like, that's a good invention, but who's going to do X? And then they get replaced.
Yeah.
I think if we start to outsource too much to not have to think about anything, then we'll all just look like at the start of Up, where they're all in those pods.
But you'd be freed up to do like vlogging.
Yeah, we'll all be iPad babies. So
that's just sitting in a wee control center shouting at the computer.
Mm-hmm. So that's the one question done.
AI me a tea, you bastard.
Yeah.
What does that say? Oh my god, there's a broccoli cheddar elf bar. You must be joking me. Someone just sent me that. It's not even a question.
Broccoli cheddar?
Jambon. Now we're getting down to the brass tacks. Jambon versus sausage rolls. Who's the king of the flaky pastry? Jambons are shite, though.
I'm not into jambons now. I don't dislike them, but just I wouldn't get
squishy crust.
The vegan sausage roll out of Greg's is nicer than a regular sausage roll. Yeah. I said it.
What's the worst exam you've ever sat? Like one where you have just looked at the paper.
That feeling is a nightmare. Where you're looking at the questions going, I don't know any of this.
I'm in the middle of my A-levels and just need to know I'm not the only one that felt this way. And that's from Luke. I shouldn't be talking to you.
You're not alone, brother. But I will say I got 2 A's and a C, so work hard. Work hard and you can do English and film at uni and then go immediately into the financial sector and then do comedy where you make a loss every year. I did have that night. Well, I had a lot of my stuff, especially with uni and stuff as well, I found a lot easier was like it just started to turn into doing essays or whatever. And I'm fine with that because I'm fine with like organizing. I need to have this amount of money done by this day. I'll do that between this hour and this hour, blah, 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 blah. But when it came to exams of like how much do I need to get into my brain? You can't, because I can't then make a very specific distinction of like, I will know that by that day.
Yeah.
And that was I didn't like that as much.
I don't like the, look over this because they might ask it. Tell me what
you're
going to ask.
Tell me what you're going to ask. You know what? Let's skip the exam altogether.
I'll tell you what.
Mark me down as an A.
Ask me at all.
Yeah.
That's how you test me. Ask me about all of it.
Ask me about all of it.
But you see, my mistake was, you know, I was obviously very arty, right? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go down like an arty type avenue. But so I was like, I'll do art. I'll do ICT.
Yeah.
You know, I can do some art on a computer. And then someone told me like, why don't you, this is when you can pick like 4 A-levels and you're like, why don't you do technology? You know, so if you want to be arty, but you really want to get serious about it, you can maybe go into like product design or something. You know, you have a wee technology background. And then for some reason, someone thought like, what would be good with that? Physics? And then I put physics out. Bro, dropped out of physics after a week. Dropped out. And my parents went in to speak, you know, the teacher's day thing, whatever that's called. Went in to speak to the teacher and the physics teacher, and I'd done terribly. And they came in and they're like, yeah, is there anything we do to improve it? And the woman was like, I thought you were here to tell me he was quitting.
Mm.
And I went, oh, that's an option.
Yeah.
I'll just sit here
in that case, yes.
I'll do the charcoal drawings all day. Fuck your physics.
Physics. Done.
Done.
That's physics, yeah.
And then we used to smoke fags out the back of the PE place.
Nice. The pavilion.
With a Russian teacher.
That's good. There's always one of them teachers. Nice.
She's like, you don't see anything, I don't see anything.
My dad, that's a good idea.
Goddamn.
I'm in.
In KGB or what?
Straight in the KGB.
Do you know Skinny Divine from Limavady?
Never heard tell of him.
Well, we move on. Well, that was the end of the questions.
Nice. I'm not a popular man, you see, thankfully.
No, but we didn't give enough time. Where the fuck is Thomas Tank? I mean, for fuck's sake, is that my whole life? Is that my whole life in comedy?
Did you ever chat to him? What was he called?
Daniel.
I see him about sometimes.
Where?
Just in like if I'm coming home and I'm walking through like Europa, I see him with a backpack on.
Fair play to
him. I haven't spoke to him though. That was a big
me getting into dodgy topics with your job is like I'm the same. You talking about that? I'm just like, sweet.
Yeah.
In other news, Schofield, he's fucking wee lads, isn't he?
Straight into what is way more controversial than just, do you ever speak to a lad? Do you ever speak to a lad that you haven't seen in 10 years?
No comment. Nonsense, popular at the middle of it. Christ.
I was going to mention something about school stuff there, about exams, it's gone. Essays. I remember what it was now. I remember in those parent teacher meetings, it was always the same thing of like, my dad said, every teacher I've spoken to has said, yes, he's doing very well. If he could stop trying to talk to everybody all the time in every class, it would help. And I like
the lesser known movie, talking to everyone,
talking to everybody all the time, all at once. Hello, everybody.
Perpetually.
Yeah. You can try. It doesn't work.
Just like spinning plates.
Yeah.
Tony, it's crack. Hey, what's crack? Hey, you. I'm all right. I'm still here.
All these chat logs over the ones.
Oh, just doing crowd work back in the day.
Back in the day. I can't do it now, but I could do it then.
You're telling me. Anyway, we will be in Laveries tonight again. That'll mean nothing to you because this podcast is out next week.
Take another death and we'll see how it goes.
Not going to be alright.
No, last night was grand. It was just one of them ones we were going. You know, and this happens sometimes. There's a peek behind the curtain. You know, whenever you're doing a gig and maybe you're like, again, we're doing some new stuff last night, but I usually try to warm them up and like a wee bit. I'll do a couple just to test the waters. I'll do a couple of tried and tested bits. And if they're not in for them, you're like, this isn't going to be good. But I enjoyed regardless. We'll see how it goes. If anybody lives in Edinburgh and wants to see me come and do the Edinburgh Fringe, come on down. I'm doing the wee room at Gilded Balloon, 20 day 9.
Rolling with the big dogs
for the month, and then after that, I'm going to pack it all in. I'm packing up shop. I'm packing up my 500 a year loss. And I'm going home. And I'm doing a show and I'm doing a preview in Black Box, July 18th.
He's doing a preview in Black Box.
We have a slightly work in progress of old and new stuff work together.
What was the date again?
July 18th. It's called It's All This These Days.
You'll have the 12th over you and you can you can come in for a couple of quiet sups.
Yeah, quiet sups and even lesser laughs.
Yeah. Silence. It's like a silent disco.
It is. That would be good if everybody has to listen to it in the headphones. I'm in a different room.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I perform it in the big room, but everybody sits in the green room.
VR headphones on. Yeah. Spilling fucking double IPA down the top. I loved it. Submersive. Right, we're getting the fuck out of here. Buy tickets to my SSE show as well. I'm in there on the 30th of September.
Go to see it. You'll have the 12th over you by then.
You'll have the 12th over you by then. You know what I mean? And if you imagine it as a sausage roll, buy a token for the sausage roll, and then September 30th,
that's a sausage roll, and this is a jambon in terms of what show you're going to buy.
Not a vegan sausage roll.
Is this, sorry, I know we're trying to wrap up here naturally, but
I only go because I have to go to the gym.
What time is the, sorry, not time, how many, what Odyssey is this now, or what SSE, what number are you on?
It'll be the 6th show we've done.
Nice. Keep it going. And what's it called?
Keep it up. Stick at it.
Is there a name for it?
It's called Overkill.
Overkill. Go to see it.
Yeah.
Dare you? Dare. You feared to go and see it, are you?
You won't even go see it. You fucking...
You lopper. I know what you're like. You're not going to go see it.
He lopped it.
He's not going to go see it. Wait a bit of reverse psychology there.
You couldn't even go to a gig, could you?
You couldn't even... You couldn't even go to... You couldn't hit the water if you fell out of a boat. Jesus Christ, you give this boy an enemy, he'd be buried in a matchbox.
Fucking fell in a bottle of tits, come out sucking your thumb.
Yeah.
right here, I'm about to get molested by PT here. Dear. See you later. Cheers now. Yep.
Yeah. Ah. Taking them off is tough.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.